Hey everybody, it's JR. I just want to talk to you a little bit today about something that happened to me the other day. And Dave asked me if I'd tell you about it, just because it kind of changed my life. I think it'll change your life. It changed his life. Changed my aunt's life. Changed everybody's life. So I was down at my cousin Skeeter's shop the other day, and I walked in there and I was trying to steal a couple parts because my Ford ain't working right. And Skeeter walked in. He didn't know what I was doing because Skeeter's kind of stupid. And he was like, "Hey, bud, I got something I need to tell you. Why don't you take a seat right there?" I had a seat right there. He said, "I want to tell you about something that I found out today. If you haven't heard about it, I think it's right time you did." He said, "It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way imaginable to make a podcast." And I was like, "Skeeter, all right, well, you have my curiosity, you got my attention, bud." So he said, "Well, let me talk to you about it." He said, "It's free. There's creation tools on it. They allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. And it'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, many other things, many more platforms. You can make money from your podcast, no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place." And I started thinking about it, and I ain't never heard Skeeter say none of these words before. So obviously it took to him pretty well. It must be pretty important to him. So I just want to come on here and tell you that you should download Anchor today. And, you know, just do with it what you want to do, man. Just have a good time with it. My cousin Skeeter's making a podcast now. And he just is just having time of his life with it. And, you know, I keep stealing his parts, but he's making money from Anchor, and it kind of offsets it all, so he can keep living, and he can feed his kids and his family and all that stuff right there. So download Anchor today, and maybe you can be, you know, the next Skeeter. I don't know.
Following total atomic annihilation, the rebuilding of this great nation of ours may fall to you. That's why we here at Vault Boys WB will take you on an oral tour of the beautiful state of West Virginia. There's no other place to be better prepared for the impending fallout. Now we go live to our team of experts.
Hello, and welcome to yet another week of Vault Boys WV, a mutated podcast crossbreeding our shared history in Appalachia with the post-apocalyptic state in Fallout 76. I'm your country road scholar, Dave Chaffins, and joining me is my favorite son of a Mothman, Austin O'Connor. That's How you doing, Austin?
That's growing on me now.
Son of a Mothman.
I like it.
People really like that. The only comment that I got back about, so there's been some change-ups. You know, yeah. we're growing.
We're evolving.
We're evolving. Yes. You know, we're slowly mutating into something. And the main thing that I got feedback about was that I did not say "Holler to Highway 6 Ways Sunday." So yeah. If you wait around enough, I may have put that in somewhere. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
So you're liking the Son of a Mothman. You're coming around.
It's going to be my new Instagram username.
Son of Mothman.
That sounds like just really dark, though. When you take Son of Mothman. That's like very just like.
Well, then you could make up your own. So you could be like, I would call you. So like Batman and Robin, yeah. I would do Mothman and you could be Firefly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like Mothman, you're a little more spunky. You're a little more like, you know, Mothman's like old and grizzled and protects the town of Point Pleasant from the shadows. And you're just like, hey, man, buy a coffee.
I'm just a friendly.
You're just friendly.
Friendly
neighborhood. Son of a Mothman.
Firefly. I don't know. God, that Mothman quest with the fireflies, getting all the. That was I did it solo once and I didn't get all of them, so I haven't done it again yet. I need a friend to do that one with me.
I have yet again. I've put in a lot of time in this game, and I've yet to see Mothman on my own.
Really?
I have not seen a single. I've not seen a single Flatwoods monster. I've not seen a single Mothman.
I haven't seen Flatwoods monster either. I saw a tweet today. Someone said that they spawned in yesterday to their server and immediately got attacked by the Mothman. But then they said like it attacked him for like 30 seconds and then just disappeared and was gone. So I don't know.
I think he's like, he knows. Mm-hmm. Like he knows that I'm
all,
there.
He's all
and he knows that it would be even more creepy for me to never
yeah.
to to see him.
What's the word? Is it omnipresent? Is that the word?
Yeah. But it's just, like, he knows that I have the like, we have this knowledge.
Yeah.
He knows.
He's like, I'm not going to give him the benefit.
He's like,
of,
you know what? He already knows me.
Yeah. Just leave him be.
It'd be more creepy if I didn't show up.
Yeah. Because you know he's there. You know he's lurking.
I know. It's like, he's out there.
Yeah. I saw like two red lights, looked like eyes the other day. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's happening. It just disappeared. Nothing ever happened.
So that's one of the things that they, after talking to some developers, mm-hmm. That's one of the things that they added in was like faux Mothman
like fake
signals.
Outs. Yeah.
Yeah. So there would be like two red lights in the distance. You'd be like, oh crap, is that Mothman? You go mm-hmm. up and it's like soda machine. Like lights are, it's like
not some, even a,
it's something different. It's like two little things off and it's, but it's like supposed to be like,
right. Oh. I saw a photo on Instagram today. Someone had posted from, it was, like the New River Gorge, the bridge mm-hmm. under it, Fayette Station Road. And there's like a traffic light at the end of the bridge mm-hmm. for, or not a traffic light, but for the train, when the train comes through, like the red lights and the red lights were lit up. And when I was scrolling through for a second, it looked like two, like I was just flipping down the page and it looked like there were two Mothman eyes. Oh. And I had to like pull back up because it was just like perfect red dots, like just glowing. I don't know. Anytime I see two red lights, dots, anything, I think Mothman. I'm like, oh, he's coming to get me, man. This is in real life, by the way. You know how paranoid I am.
Well, you
injured cold.
You said you saw Mothman. Wasn't that true that you
when
had
I was
seen
a, when I was a kid?
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, he came into my room and have you ever seen?
Don't be like he came into my room. Tell me. You don't lead in. You know, that's like you went to that Panthers game. Somebody was like, oh, you got tickets? Well, I've got these, like, you know, these courtside tickets. What do they call it? Ringside tickets.
Have you ever seen Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life?
Yeah.
Mothman happened with me. Moving on. We're moving on from the Mothman. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. So how was your day? I'm glad it was good. You just brought back some traumatic memories for me there.
Oh.
Oh man,
goodness! I haven't thought about that video in a long time.
People forget.
No, but you're like them. You're like a big.
I've always had like a fascination with the Mothman. Fourth grade,
did your project?
Did my project?
That
on
other
the
guy did that Flatwoods Monster project, and you were like,
"Oh man, still mad about it to this day." But
I bet that's really funny for like people playing the game now to be like, there's this like fourth grader who years ago did the whole like setup on project and he was mad at the rival Flatwoods Monster curses.
I was always like, he's like the off brand Mothman. Like he's trying to be
something.
Yeah. I was like, you know, he got a newspaper article. So be it. Mothman he took over the globe. Mothman's what really counts. There's a movie about the Mothman. I don't see a movie about the Flatwoods Monster. Do you?
Well, I mean, other than like, you know, indie films.
I'm just kidding.
Films.
Now that I like the Flatwoods Monster, now that I know more about it, and I'm not going against someone in the social studies fair.
Right. Now that the battle of the fourth grade social studies fair is over.
Now that it's over, I have equal respect for the Flatwoods Monster. It's,
at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know. And what Flatwoods has now, they have like the chair trail.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. It's actually really cool because it's like just all around town.
Sometime I want to go to the Flatwoods Monster Museum with you. So I've never been to it.
So I'd like to go. It's not that far.
It's like an hour. Yeah. Up the road. We're gonna go there, and then the same day, since it's right there, we're gonna go. We're gonna go to the asylum.
I want to do that too.
Yeah.
Listen, like.
Let me hear it.
Possibly, we do a live episode with the ghosts in the asylum. That wouldn't happen. They wouldn't let us do that. But you would get to hear me scream like
we can
a baby.
Have like really long pauses and let, you know, like in Dudes and Bros or what, a Ghost Adventures. I like to call it, you know, Dudes and Bros because they're all like, dude and bro. And we can like pause and it'll be like that.
Did you hear that? Did, oh, bro.
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 Dude.
Bro.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I feel it right here. It's a cold spot. I feel it going through me. Oh, dude.
Dude.
Oh, and then just like a bunch of like bleeps and expletives. And
yeah.
Bro. Beep. Bro, I swear to God. Beep. And then it's just like and it like cuts to commercial and you don't know what happened.
That may not work out for us.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of spirits, I will just a side note. If you listen to our Halloween spooktacular episode, the story that I told about the ghost at my dad's house.
Yeah, with you living in an energy portal for a good portion of your life.
I took a visit down there.
You went to the
over Thanksgiving weekend.
Spiritual well.
Yeah,
yet
I
again.
Went down there and I didn't think about it the whole weekend. And
did you like intentionally not think about
it? I just didn't even. Okay, I blocked it from my memory.
Yeah.
And on Monday, I was coming back to West Virginia Monday from Charlotte, and I was staying there. And everyone, so my stepmom's a teacher, so she was at school. My little brother and sister were at school, so it was just me in the house that morning. So I got up and didn't even think about it. You know, took a shower, got ready, ate some breakfast, went back downstairs into the guest room. And I was packing up my suitcase, and I heard someone walk through the living room. I have never packed that fast in my life. I walked out in the living room, and I was thinking that it was my stepmom. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe she came home for lunch or something, because it was like near noon.
You need to call. Have you seen the movie Poltergeist?
Yes.
You need to call that lady that comes in with the big thick glasses to be like,
nothing,
"How, honey? How you doing?"
Nothing bad had ever happened. That's the thing. It's just like noises, and so I was just like, "Well, okay, here we go again." It's like maybe here's what happened. The ghost listens to Vault Boys WV.
I mean,
the ghost heard my story.
You know, hey, man.
Yeah,
I heard you
the
talking
ghost
about
ghost heard
us.
It. And
we're still here.
Yeah, like we're still in business. So I left, came back to West Virginia. I could have been hearing stuff. I don't know. The dog was in the house this time. The dog was upstairs, but I heard footsteps in the living room.
Well, now it's on your brain. So, yeah. So you know.
I don't know. I wasn't as scared as the first time it happened, though. I'm a seasoned vet now.
You're a master of the energy portals. Yeah. Some would even call you the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper.
Yeah.
What was the in Ghostbusters? There is no Dana, only Zool.
No.
I was like waiting to hear that as I walked through the house. Like, there's like some weird portal to another dimension or something. I don't know. But anyway, that was my fun.
Your fun little visit to the energy portal.
And this has been Paranormal Corner with Austin O'Connor.
Well, in the last piece of interesting life events that are going on, in a stunning turn of events, the two most likely schools to be in DLC for Fallout 76 are competing against each other this weekend in a game of football.
Yeah, the American football. Yeah, look at that.
A game of American football.
The Marshall Thundering Herd and the Virginia Tech Hokies.
The last time I went to a game with you, I was intoxicated.
That's fair to say.
I was intoxicated.
Yeah.
And it did not stop. I was also very young.
We were just young bucks at the time.
Yes. I doubt that I will be reliving that. And frankly, I doubt that my team will win.
Well, for once, we were in a bowl game much before you all were, because I guess this week is the deciding factor of if you make a bowl game this year, isn't
it?
So I was happy because Marshall, we have nothing to lose at this point.
Well,
we actually have.
That's the dangerous thing. Is you all have nothing to lose, and football teams always perform better when they have absolutely nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech has everything to lose.
Yeah, like if you're not going to get a bowl game if you lose.
We're not going to win. That's too much pressure.
Well,
there's the reason that we're called the Virginia Tech Hokies, but everybody calls us the Chokies.
The Chokies. Well, they call us the Thundering Turds, so it's okay.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I think it'll be a good game because it's in Blacksburg.
It'll be a close game. Yeah.
I thought about trying to go, but I had some stuff going on this weekend. So, I'll be watching.
I may. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a slight.
Tickets aren't expensive.
They're
like 25 bucks.
I'm not. I was just down there.
True. Well, it's not that far.
My wife's family's all from Blacksburg. Mm-hmm. And so we go down there a bunch. And so, like, I'm at. It's like you're at the college, but you're not really. It's like I go to Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
almost every other week, but yeah. I'm not at Marshall, mm-hmm. you know. I'm not.
Right. Well, I hope that Marshall's in DLC because, man, my heart,
that's funny.
My soul.
It's funny talking to people from Huntington. People from Huntington are pissed off.
They're like, oh, you put Camden Park in, but you're not going to put
Camden Park. You've got the pumpkin, Hill Folk Hot Dogs.
The Pumpkin House.
And you got the Pumpkin House.
Yeah.
But you can't have Huntington.
And you got West Virginia University. You got the campus there.
People are mad.
Yeah. Well, I think that there is a lot of room for some addition of some yeah. other prominent locations.
And I think it's a little bit harder because one of their, like there's a little bit of difference where it's like, how do, like, will they be called insensitive if they have a big plane crash
mm-hmm.
and they have Marshall, like, yeah. like
yeah. it's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
But I think with time they can figure something out.
Well, they'll figure it. They're figuring it out. I have ideas. If they need to, I think they're a little busy right now, but if they want to, yeah. like,
they're working on some other stuff right now.
They've got some priorities right now, but if yeah. they want to call me up, I'll be like, I could, you know, I could spitball ideas yeah. at them.
We got
from Hall to Highway, you know.
From oh yeah,
oh
got them covered, right?
Got them covered. All right, with that, let's move into our next segment. Austin, so here's a little bit of an update that we're doing with the podcast. Normally, we would do announcements, but guess what? It's made very easy for us now because
yes.
every week, Bethesda is giving out official communication on the state yes. of Fallout 76
yes.
through Bethesda's Inside the Vault. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hit the highlights of it. I'm not going to read the whole
just go for it.
Thing. I'm just going to tell you what I find exciting.
Just okay? go for it.
Every week, I'm not going to tell you about the specific bugs.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite bug this week, particularly that they're fixing, is the cryolator.
Mm-hmm.
And on December 4th, or I think it's December 4th, you know the cryolator in the game. It's like mm-hmm. it's like Mr. Freeze's gun, essentially.
Yeah.
It had an effect where if you shot somebody with the cryolator, the intended effect was they would be like slowed for 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Right now in the game, it is lasting 2 hours.
Casually.
Yeah. But I mean, it's. I would say it's one of the most effective weapons at PvP in the game right now.
They're just like...
Yeah, you're just real slow. So if you yeah. got a tank or something, all you need is the cryolator, get up close, and then just like book it for the hills.
Just take off.
And you're good. So that was my favorite bug that they're fixing this week. Here's some other stuff, though. On December 4th,
mm-hmm.
Next week, or I guess it'll be this week, by the time this podcast comes out, this will already be updated. You mm-hmm. got to think about time. Time as a constraint. Mm. So on December 4th, the stash limit, they're going to increase it to 600 pounds, which is great. But I think they're going to increase it some more as they go along.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're trying to figure out what they can do. Here's what I would want to do. Here's what mm-hmm. I would try to do it. If I, you know, I'm, what do you call it, Monday morning quarterbacking it here.
Yeah.
Bulking items. Doesn't weigh anything.
Mm. Mm.
When it's in your stash, when you have it in your person, it weighs mm-hmm. something. When mm-hmm. you have it in your stash box.
Nothing.
And that way like you got to actually do something.
I like it.
Let's see here. I'm going down the list. Boss loot is going to be improved, so you're actually going to get 2 or 3 items whenever you kill a boss. I think right okay. now it's just one legendary.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of that. I'll talk about that later. On December 11th, though, there's 3 things that I'll point out here. Now, when you log in on December 11th, if someone already has a camp in your location, it'll ask you if you want to join the server because somebody already has a camp in your location and your mm-hmm. camp will be moved. So, like, a lot of people just assume that as a fast travel point, mm-hmm. like, and I do it too. And when that's moved, that really, like, screws with you because you may
right.
not have any caps somewhere and you may be like, mm-hmm. okay, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. So now you'll be given the option to join whether or not they okay. have a camp in your location. Also, they're adding bulldozing, which essentially if you're at a camp and you want to get rid of some like small rocks, small trees, stuff that's in your way, you can do that on December 11th.
Okay.
And now after you level up past level 50, you're allowed to either pick a new perk card like originally intended, or you can transfer one special point from one stat to another. So like what I'm going to do is I have 5 perception. I'm going to level up twice, and I'm going to move it down to 3 perception and put it all in luck.
Yeah.
Because I want these particular perks in yeah. luck. So
get that? Yeah. Some strategy.
Yeah.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
So Those are the updates. What do you think about those updates?
I think it's another step in the right direction.
I think that they are getting what they can. Here's the thing. It's like you got a mess of work ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you own like 20 acres, mm-hmm. and you have to rake the leaves.
Yes.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. I think just little by little.
Little by little.
There's been a lot of complaints, but
people have been complaining.
I have faith. I think, you know, some of the complaints I think are more warranted than others
yes.
are.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people have gotten online and just want to trash it for just
yes.
to trash it.
I'll say that review scores are really weird for this game.
Yeah.
And are fairly what I would consider unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, and here's my take on it. And I don't want to get too negative because you hear about this all the time, and it's like if you follow any Fallout content, you're obviously to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's some good criticisms of the game. Like
yeah.
it's there's a lot of bugs. Mm-hmm. There's some issues with the server.
Right.
There is some stuff that just doesn't work mm-hmm. in the game. And then there's some like personal preference mm-hmm. stuff. So like people have a real issue with there being no NPCs. I get that. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other like really weird, the weirdest criticism I've heard is, mm-hmm. It's not set up to be an RPG,
mm-hmm. which is odd because it's to me set up.
You can do whatever you want, but it's also the best Fallout game for builds.
Yeah.
Like, the perks themselves.
Yeah.
are about builds, and it's like you were slowly building your character. You don't start, like, I guess in mm-hmm. they're used to in other games where you start with like a bunch of points in your specialist, so you can start with 10 strength and mm-hmm. like 1 intelligence, and
yeah.
you can just be like a big brute and walking around or whatever. But with this, you really have to specialize, like
mm-hmm.
you really have to get in there. So I don't understand that criticism.
Yeah.
And the second one I don't understand is the world feels empty.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see that, I want to be like, are you stupid?
There's a lot to explore.
Like,
I think that like some people are saying it because other people are saying it. And I think some people are saying it just more so in the sense of, I think they're the people that, those are the same people that just really want NPCs, I think.
Yeah.
And if you look deep, I think that it's not as empty as people first really, really kind of perceive it to be. Like, I think mm-hmm. it's much more full than they want to believe.
Right.
Because I think a lot of people are, and I was like this at first, I'll be honest. I thought it was very empty at first.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of, you know, just a ground level analysis of it. I was like, this is not, I was like, it's just too
it's
empty.
Just for you is for like personality or like, what do you think?
I just, it felt to me like there was, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it.
Yeah.
I felt lonely, like, before I was playing with people.
Yeah.
Because I think I was looking at it as the way I looked at older Fallout games. And
yeah.
I wasn't trying to look at this as a new experience.
Yeah, I had an idea, like, my mindset and, like, the story of it for me is, like, I already know that everybody's dead. Like,
yeah.
I know that from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And so it's, like, me trying to like piece together what's happening,
yeah.
running into people that are just like me that
right.
it's like they're trying to figure it out too,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Here's yeah. the thing though, and I'm gonna be honest and upfront. The design decision to not include human NPCs
mm-hmm.
is kind of it's point like to get that point across to be mm-hmm. like other players are NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, but. With Fallout, mm-hmm. One of the key things that people like are like companion characters, and it's
yeah.
like nobody cares if random settlers like in a town like mm-hmm. with the name, because a lot of them are just like, you know, mm-hmm. Rivet City citizen or something.
Yeah.
It's like people care about like 9 or 10 characters mm-hmm. within each of the games.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like they could have had human NPCs
mm-hmm.
in the game.
Like, just maybe not as many as in past games. Is that maybe more important ones?
I think they could have just had them regularly, but just with no dialogue trees.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what you have now. You run
yeah.
into robots. You can talk to them. You can get a few lines of dialogue
yeah.
out of them. They can give you quests and be like, any if they even if they don't want to record it and have them talk to you right there, they'd be like, okay, you're going to go on a quest. Mm-hmm. I recorded this holotape for you. Go and do this thing.
Right. And even just adding NPCs, I think, would give an illusion of making the world more full for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, even that little bit would. But I, like,
and on the other side, they already technically have NPCs in the game. We're talking about, like, crafted characters. There are crafted characters within each of the holotapes and the different people.
You just can't necessarily, like, face-to-face.
Right, so, like,
talk to them. And
Quinn Carter and, the Garahan Mining Company and the Horn Rights and Paladin Taggarty and Senator Blackwell and like all of these different people are very interesting, and it's interesting to read about these people, and they have personality, but I think a design for them would be nice. And if you look, they even have in certain areas pictures of the people, like designed, like fully drawn up pictures of these people.
They're
like,
just not.
They're just not there.
We talked about this like early. When we started the podcast, like how it would be fine without NPCs, and I think overall it works.
It would be the same game even if I don't see that being groundbreakingly changing. I think that it would be an aesthetic choice that people would enjoy. I think that people would enjoy even if it was just like and essentially all they could be was just like fancy Preston Garvey's, like, because that's what Preston Garvey did, was he was just like, hey, kid, another settlement needs your help. Yeah.
And like the thing is, and like what we've said about other problems in the game, they can fix it. If they want to add it, they have full control to get it to everyone. Like everyone can get the same thing.
I really wouldn't be surprised if they added NPCs into the game. And I think that they could do it, and it would make sense.
Yeah.
And I think it would actually be a success. And kind of the idea that I had is essentially, so you play this game as like, and it's a live game, and it's live services, and like the story continues.
Yeah.
You play this game for 6 months, 9 months, however long, no human NPCs. But then after a little bit of time, it's like, okay, it's almost like a season two where, okay, some Vault 76 dwellers are out. They, you know, this girl or guy wants to be a member or like take care of the fire breathers. And so you have this like designed NPC that is like the quartermaster for the fire breathers and is helping you send out. And it's like, okay. And then somebody else like wants to occupy the bunkers of the Free States and wants to go with them. There's other people that are like, okay, well, I want to take up the mantle of the Brotherhood of Steel. Mm-hmm. And like, even if it was just like three or four characters per faction, plus like some interesting vendors,
just to maybe give a little more structure to like the quests, I think, and maybe give a little more depth to like, well, maybe more so like, you know, just face to face depth of like people feel maybe a little more engaged if they see someone telling them to do this rather than just listening to the holotape,
right.
And I think that has been the big complaint, is I think some people feel disconnected. Mm. Some people feel very connected, I think, from what I've read, is that they feel more like they are doing the investigating, so they're more immersed, which is good. And then some people are just like, I can't get into it. I just don't feel like I'm getting the full experience. And and like, that's the cool thing is like, I mean, really, they could just keep adding. Like, my thought is this. You know, I've had complaints about the game. I've had my fair share.
Right.
But, like, I'm going to be fair about it in the sense that, like, I think personally this game, by the, when they get it all fixed and figured out and, like, the important things added, detail, this, that, and the other, this game could be absolutely incredible. And the people that are trashing it right now are going to have to come back crying and saying, I'll give it another chance.
I don't think it's going to be like that. And I have the same sentiment, too. If you look at a game like No Man's Sky, which, frankly, was even, like, there was just nothing to do in No Man's Sky. And I was playing No Man's Sky when I was starting this podcast. Yeah. It's a whole different game.
Yeah.
There was nothing to do.
It was like a great concept, but there wasn't.
But then once they added stuff to do later on, they were like, oh, this is great. Guess what? Fallout already has stuff to do. There's a great foundation of a game there. Like,
right.
It works, and it's really quite great, and I really like it. Mm-hmm. But if they, in a year's time, 2 years' time,
There's a lot of possibilities with this game. And I think that
people are going to circle around on it.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, well, that was just, there were a lot of issues at first,
Fallout
but we like it now.
Fallout 76 is great now. Yeah.
There's the reviews are going to get better because the thing is, it like the difference with this as opposed to a lot of new games, like Red Dead or like Spider-Man, like God of War, those are more set in stone. Like, well, Red Dead Online, that's a different story, but like the stories.
Yeah. I'm waiting on that bus. I've got enough of like testing out online environments of popular games.
But like they're more set in stone. You get the game, you play the game, you get the story, that's it. With Fallout, you know, you had this story, but then people are going to be going back and they're going to be saying, oh, okay, well, this, you know, there's new stories to go along with it. There's this, there's that. Mm-hmm. And like there's so much room to add like new, great, engaging things in it.
Yes.
On top of it. So like this is kind of unlike most any other game that you can play right now.
Yes.
Like there's
a lot of potential.
Yeah, there's potential like everywhere in this game. Mm-hmm. And personally, like you and I, you know, like we agree mostly on this that like I enjoy the game. You enjoy the game. Like we don't like have an issue saying
I almost spend a little too much time playing this game.
Unfortunately, I haven't even had that much time over the last 2 weeks to really play anything
at all.
Well,
it's good. But that way we have different, you know, you're kind of a newbie. And well not necessarily that you've been following this game since June, so it's not like you're
But in terms of like getting to play it, I haven't gotten as deep into it as you have. So but it like I'm just I think for everyone, patience is your best friend right now.
I think people should be vocal about what they want because.
And I think Bethesda hears it. Obviously,
if you want NPCs in the game, if they
they hear it.
I'm sure that they hear it
loud and clear.
But like, if you really want something, and like realistically, like you know, you're not. I want to play the whole state of Pennsylvania. Like,
can't really do that.
But like, realistic additions.
Yeah, I think NPCs over time is definitely something they could do. Another way you could look at it, though, is similarly to how people complain about musicians and new albums.
Yeah.
Oh, this is different. I wish they still sounded.
I do
like
that.
This.
I
like,
do that. All of the time.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of it too. Yeah. I'll hear a band
every
I used
Gorillaz
to love.
Album since Demon Days, I've been like, this is
yeah.
Why
I'm
did they go with
it.
The new rappers? I don't want that. I want De La Soul.
Yeah, well, I listen to like bands that I used to love. Love them, but I'm like, man, you know, I wish that they still sounded like this album. And then I think to myself, I'll go listen to that album.
Yeah,
I'll get the experience.
Go get these.
And I think with Fallout, a lot of the time, if you
that's
are really that mad about it, play the old games.
That's
the games
think,
are still
I think
great.
People are doing that.
Yeah, and it's like
back.
You want that side of it. Mm-hmm. Great, there's a Fallout for you for that. Mm-hmm. When you want to get this side of it over here, look, Fallout 76, you can go do that. That's the beauty of having these games. Like
and people don't don't be afraid to enjoy what you enjoy. Like,
yeah,
and that goes for people that like. Games like 3 or 1 or, you know, or people
you
that
can,
like 76.
Yeah.
It's
you
like,
can enjoy each of them in different ways.
Right.
Like you, and ultimately, I would say with Fallout 76, you will eventually probably find more of what you love being incorporated and being added and being corrected.
Yeah, because they
just
wanna,
give it
they
time.
They want to bring people in. They,
yeah.
They want to increase the number of people playing.
It's
that.
Like,
that's why it's on, that is why it is on sale for $35
yeah.
right now. Which,
and
if you're listening and you have not bought the game and it's on sale for $35,
you need to
now,
get it, yeah.
Which is.
That's a great deal.
I think it's on Best Buy.
Yeah,
it's like
and this $5. Isn't even just like a Black Friday deal. This is like it's on sale right now. Like,
it's on sale.
Get it?
Yeah.
But I completely understand a lot of the criticism of people that had so many issues that the game was basically unplayable.
Yeah,
they had a bad experience. They want their money back. Okay, that's probably warranted. Like Bethesda, and I think Bethesda has been giving a lot of refunds to like certain people. And I think that, you know, hopefully they'll correct what they did wrong.
There's been it's like they've kind of fallen down a pit because as soon as they were dealing with that messaging, and it's like if you work in the PR world, everything like is meant to seem like it is sincere and honest. And I think it's because that's what they want to communicate. But there's so much planning that goes behind every statement.
And you're not going to be able to make every single person happy.
And so it's like thinking about, you know, planning for that. And then on top of that, they're having this, what I call the bag traversy.
Yeah. The bag traversy.
The bag traversy. Hashtag bag traversy.
Yeah. Bagpocalypse?
Something. I don't know. But it's like, it was advertised as a, essentially what happened, this bag was advertised as a canvas bag that came in the collector's edition. And it was West Tech, which is a company in the game, branded. And then they got the bag and it ended up being nylon. And then there was a weird customer service report that the, maybe through the Bethesda store, I'm not sure. I truthfully do not care because
we didn't even go that route anyway. So.
Consumer practices when you're buying collector's editions of game, like you need to curtail your consumer practices of.
I think you and I are on the same page of like we didn't need it anyway, and I think we realized that.
I had to realize that with that Pip-Boy. And that was hard.
Unfortunately,
but like,
not unfortunately, because I'm glad I have it, but I didn't realize that with the Pip-Boy. But I got it for my birthday, so I didn't.
If
lose
you were
anything.
Like a cosplayer and you're into like that costume and stuff, it's perfect. Because
it is really like it's like ideal. You don't even have to build.
It's
which,
like perfect for that.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but as far as the current controversy. We're not gonna. Here's what we're gonna do.
You know what?
This is all. Everybody's gonna go away. All the sites and everything. Everybody's gonna be real quiet here in a bit, and we're all gonna stop hearing about it in the news, and we're all just gonna guess what. People that are playing the game that are enjoying it are probably still gonna enjoy.
They're just gonna keep playing the game
because they're probably gonna improve some stuff.
The game is going to get better.
Yeah,
like it. Not saying that, in my opinion, I don't think it's bad right now.
I don't think it can go down.
Yeah. Like, the complaints that have come out, they're working on them.
Yeah.
The bad things are going to go away. Like, they are trying...
They're trying to fix it.
They can't take care of every single problem within, like, a day. It's not going to happen. So...
Well, Austin...
Yeah.
Where are you at right now in the game? What are you up to outside of all this stuff? What are you doing? What have you been up to?
I
know that. So last time, just get a quick recap on the situation.
Yes,
you gave out your gamer tag.
Yes, gamer tag has been released.
Duke
to the public.
Silver,
Duke 69 Silver,
Duke 69 Silver. Son of a Swanson.
Son of a Ron Swanson. Smooth jazz.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Jazz.
It has been cool. I've gotten a lot of friend requests.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to play with a few people. Because
you've been busy. You've been like doing stuff. You've been like going about doing some traveling.
Been out of town. Yeah, I got to photograph a Panthers game. That was really cool. The first person I got to play with, though, I won't say his full name, but his name's Steven. Shout out to Steven.
Shout outs.
Was that
the guy I briefly played?
Yeah, you briefly played with him.
Yeah,
he's from the UK. So cool. Steven from the UK.
So Steven, I am sorry. My wife tore her back muscles while I was playing.
Yeah.
And I needed to take care of
that. He and I were like, I hope she's all right. Like, we heard yelling
I thought she had pulled it, and then I was like, I think she hurt her back. And then like 5 minutes after, I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah. We both like heard her yell, and then we were just like, "Well, I really hope that's like she's good. Like, what's going on?"
Oh god, yeah.
But yeah, Steven and I played.
She's doing better though.
She looked like she was getting around better.
She's doing fine.
So Steven and I played a lot, and he was a really cool guy. I think we're gonna probably play again soon. Mm-hmm. And then there was a guy named Nick. He played with us for a little bit. He got on right after you ended up logging off that night, but. Mm-hmm. Played with them. I haven't gotten, again, after that night, I haven't played since then. This is last week because I've been traveling so much. Right. But, you know, they played and then a couple other people jumped in that night. We probably had like 5 people by the end of the night.
Right.
Because I logged off for a little bit and got back on. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was cool. Like hearing people from around the world. Like it was people from all over the place.
Yeah.
So that was neat. You know, wandered around a little more. I killed a Grafton monster, which was cool.
You crazy man.
Got to the Palace of the Winding Path because I wanted to see that.
That's
tried to
place.
Fight a Scorched Beast. Didn't go great for me. Do not recommend when you're like
is
a
that,
level.
Is that your recommendation?
Or no, I'm like a level 18 now, I think.
Okay.
So level 18, still not ready for a Scorched Beast. I won't lie.
Still not ready.
I was up in the Toxic Valley and it, I don't know what they were, but they just They had a lot of like adhesive on them when I killed them. If that
Snallygaster,
it wasn't a Snallygaster. I don't know what it was.
Cave crickets.
No, they were. I remember saying, "Oh my god, what the hell is that thing?" When I saw it first, but I can't remember what it was because it was literally right before I logged off. It was up in like the desert looking part of the Toxic Valley.
It wasn't rad scorpions.
No. And they were like shooting stuff at me.
I've spent the least amount of time in the Toxic Valley.
It was right by the crash space station.
I haven't even been to that.
Yeah, yet. That was the only time I'd spent there. But it was kind of creepy, I will not lie. But I've just mostly I took your advice.
Okay.
Steven and I actually both took your advice.
Let me hear about it.
And we decided to become cannibals.
You collect.
Yes.
You heard.
So.
You heard the sermon on at Sunday school. And you were like, okay.
I let go and let God. And I think that it worked. Yeah. And I did the whole lead belly perk, everything. I took away the rads. And so far, it's really helped me.
In a pinch?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Boom. Lead it's belly, like, so now any water, like I've got any water, yeah, doesn't any give water, me rads, so I'm just popping. Like my health in terms of food and drink, not an issue anymore. Because you remember, that was one of my biggest complaints issues. I was having trouble
I'm
with.
I'm happy to, let me tell you something.
So the sermon really touched my soul.
I'm happy to help.
Yeah. The animation at first took some getting used to.
All of a sudden your character like grabs hunks of meat out of the
And glue. Blood is just flowing everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. The first time, I think Steven and I both were just like, oh God, like what? And then by, a few minutes into it, we were just walking around just chopping that meat. And it was like, it became something that we were used to and we started doing it and it helped a lot. Now my biggest issue is I seem to run out of ammo really quick and my guns are breaking really quick. Uh-huh. And I'm so not used to collecting so many little things in past Fallouts that like repairing my gun is something I'm working on getting better at. Mm-hmm. But overall,
Are you like missing certain components?
Yeah, which we're getting better.
Do you know
how
to do the search function for that?
Yes, okay. And that is okay. Yeah. So that's helped me. Okay. Learning that helped me.
I try to help out as much as I can.
This is welcome to this week's sermon. You're gonna like tell me. But no, the cannibal thing, I still think it's one of the funniest moments in our show's history. You talking about being an alcoholic who also eats people, and just like out of context, those like just 3 to 4 minutes of our podcast
I'm this guy that lives in Charleston that eats people
and just drinks whiskey like it's water. Yeah. So, but Steven and I, we worked on that and, It helped us both, I think. The next thing I'm going to do is work on camp. Mm-hmm. That is my next project whenever I can get to sit down and play the game. So, man, it's been a long week and a half of just me being busy. And then this weekend again, I'm going to be out of town. So
sometime I'm going to actually get to play with you.
Yes. Soon. You're going to have to carry me for a while because Mr. Level 70 something over here.
So I'm level 79.
Yes,
I believe. It'd be fun the next time we have a podcast to get to level 76.
And then here we go. You just ran with it.
I kept on leveling up. let me give you a few updates. Okay.
Okay.
I'm all the way through the main quest.
Yes.
And I just have the last thing that I have to do is launch a nuke, and I have not.
You have to get the codes, right?
I have the codes.
You just don't want to do it yet.
It's like you have to go and clear out. You got to go clear out the silo, and then you've got to. There's like a whole like decrypting thing you got to do with the passphrase, and it's like I want to set aside some time so that I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have done 4 nuke zones already, just of people launching other nukes. It's like just a matter of like, okay, I guess I'm going to launch this and take it out there. So my journey to level 79 what is that? Rocket 69, Rocket 79.
Yeah.
Well, I started, you know, as this cannibal alcoholic, and that that really got me through the lower levels. That made the lower levels much easier.
Right.
So that I ended up finding some power armor and got a high enough level to get into that. And then once I had the excavator armor, I had plus 100 pounds of stuff. So I was rocking that for a while. And then once I got to level 50, I found out that you could get level 50 power armor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started server hopping, aka like logging in, seeing if the power armor's there in like four different locations, logging out, trying a different one. And so I now have a full set of T51 level 50, a full set of T60 level 50. I think I have a full set of T45, level 45. I'm working on building a level 45 excavator armor.
Okay.
So now I am the cannibal in the power armor.
Yeah.
And then
you're everyone's reckoning.
Well, and then I was like, okay, so here's the thing. I've got power armor. I've got high strength. It's like I need something ranged.
Yeah.
But I don't have I don't want anything in perception. I don't want to carry a rifle. So I was like, you know, I've never done heavy guns before.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, then I'll just like go and get heavy guns. And I redesigned some, like I got some different perks. This was after level 50, after I got through there, I kind of swapped out some different stuff and got the machine gun. And then I was doing Brotherhood quests and I was like, oh, it's like, I'm like the bad boy of the Brotherhood of Steel. So I did there's like, I think two or three quests associated with them. And so then I started building up my camp, like in a real location. So there's the actual, so there's the Cranberry Bog, and there's
the Cranberry Blog.
Blog, where we only blog about cranberry juice.
Yes,
and Scorch Beast. With the people saying the cranberries.
Is that like where they're like,
yeah, where they're doing the mash,
squishing around?
Yeah. And they got the waiters on.
Yeah, the Cranberry Blog.
So I'm over there, and I was like, okay. I originally had built just I'd literally redesigned my house. I put that on. I
saw that. It's a pretty accurate depiction.
Yeah. I tried to, I forgot which pose I did, and I did the wrong pose. I should have done the thumbs up instead of the hands on hips. And so I built this, and I took some pictures of it. I built this big barn out there. In the bottom was a music hall. So I had a stage with spotlights.
Just
and like all the instruments
living life,
and then behind it, I made so that was open to anybody. Anybody could come in there, had all the workstations set up, and so behind it, I had stairs that led up to the top portion of it, but it was behind like I put locked doors there,
yeah.
So like the wall of it just had these doors, and up above the stairs, I was like, well, I have this big space, I guess I can like make like a bedroom for myself, and I just started like, I put bed down. I was like, what can I fill here? And then it was like, well, I've got these lion statues. And so I put a bunch of lion statues up. And it was like, well, I have all these like Vault Boy statues. Yeah. So I literally recreated like all of the Vault Boys walking to the bed. So it was like a shrine to Vault Boy in this like, gigantic
I need
room.
To see this soon.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
I found out.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new, so my original quest.
Yeah.
Was cannibal alcoholic, right?
Yeah.
Somebody on Reddit figured out that you could actually tame animals.
Oh.
And send them to your camp to protect your camp. You could tame Deathclaws to do that.
What?
So I looked up what was necessary. And what was necessary, you had to have like level 3 Wasteland Whisper, which is a level 50 charisma perk, along with Animal Friend, which I think is like a level 40 or something.
Yeah.
You had to have 3 stars of those, both of them. And they were talking about like the different scenarios. So this guy had tamed a Yaogwai to come back to his base. And it was like, okay, some animals that you run into, you can tame. And I was like,
they
well,
just like, do they just not attack you? Like, they just like,
you can pacify them, but then there's also the tame function, which it's like dependent. And I'm not sure exactly the specifics of what you can tame and what you can't tame.
Right.
I will report back on that for sure. But
As you just like get all, killed by all these animals.
All animals.
Yes.
You can tame. So if you wanted to, you know, you're walking in the woods and I haven't seen one yet. You want to tame a sloth?
True.
That's my sloth.
That's my hashtag. Can, that's my sloth.
Hashtag that's my sloth. You can have a sloth at your camp.
Okay.
So
I'd be down with
what
that.
What is the first thing? What is the first thing that I do? Because I'm a crazy dude. What am I going to do first? I'm going to try to tame a scorch beast.
Yes. I would expect nothing less.
That's my goal.
Yes. If it happens.
Here's the thing. Here's what happened. Okay. This was before I built this camp. Mm-hmm. I had noticed that there was a scorch beast near this location that had a pale yellow health bar, which means that it's not red. It's not going to attack you. It's not an enemy. I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I may go try and see. I built my camp kind of near it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like testing it. And it wasn't attacking me. And I was like seeing if I, but I thought it was too far away. And I was mm-hmm. If I get it to land,
mm-hmm.
I'd be able to do it. I would try to go to fisher sites and I couldn't do it with those. And I was like, but if I could get it to land,
mm-hmm.
like this particular one,
yeah.
I could be able to do it.
Right.
And so I was back and forth. So I'm big into workshops now.
Yeah.
For a while, I would say that I was. And so there's a munitions depot where you can actually go and craft your own ammo. Mm-hmm. And it just does it for you automatically. You just power the machine, it does it. Same thing for food. You can get preserved food, mm-hmm. not like meat or anything that spoils. It's preserved for a long time.
Right.
Same thing with steel junk, all that stuff. It's really good. I've spec'd my character so that I can build mm-hmm. anything pretty cheap. So I'm a very intelligent cannibal alcoholic.
You're a functioning cannibal right. alcoholic.
I'm like your blacklist contractor.
Okay.
The guy you don't want to call, but you know
that you can get it done.
Yeah. Right. So I had that this one particular evening, I was like, okay, I'm going to go try to train these scorch beasts. But while I'm doing this, I need to maximize my time. So I'm going to go claim. And I was like, I'm going to go claim these two workshops. And I was like, well, let me get this third one. And I was like, well, let me get this fourth one. And I was like, I'm going to get five of them.
Yeah.
So I had five workshops, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here's what happens. On my fifth one, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to the camp.
Yeah.
I've got this big barn, everything. I'm going to go back to the camp, and I'm going to go find a scorch beast to tame. Going to mm-hmm. do some more research on that. Mm-hmm. Get back to the camp. It's entirely destroyed. And there are four scorch beasts attacking my camp. And
what?
They are all friendly scorch beasts to me. So they're not attacking me. They are just attacking my camp. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's just.
And so I go back in. I try to do the repair function. I manage to repair everything at once, which cost me a lot of resources.
Yeah.
And then my missile turrets popped up the line. So my missile turrets then start firing at four scorch beasts, and then it disconnected me from the server. And so I lost all of my workshops because you can't. I hadn't gotten anything from them.
Yeah,
I lost my whole base to
friendly scorch beasts.
To friendly scorch beasts.
Yeah.
And then when I logged back in, it was just all gone. Everything was everything.
Oh man,
was gone. And so I was like. Maybe Icarus flew too close
to the sun.
maybe it's not. Maybe I need to learn to walk before I can fly.
You know. Yeah. Wow.
So.
Wow.
So now I ended up. I have a remodeled home, a little nice home. You know, it's like, and. I learned that in order to get the Brotherhood of Steel paint, this is my new thing that I'm doing, is you've got to get technical data, which is an item that sometimes appears in file cabinets that are in production facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And you return it to the Brotherhood of Steel, and there's a chance you could get an outfit or something. Mm-hmm. I got a scribe outfit that I'm wearing around now.
Yeah.
I'm the Appalachian scribe, or I used to be at least. So now... It's like I am going around searching endlessly in all of these military locations mm-hmm. and heavy weapon technology locations mm-hmm. for technical data.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing power armor and I have guns.
Yeah.
And I only care about finding the technical data so that I can take it back to get imaginary ranks from the Brotherhood of Steel.
True, yeah.
I'm essentially role-playing the Brotherhood of Steel.
Right.
As I
yeah. Showing that you can role-play anything.
It's like, okay, I want this paint, and it's like it's entirely meaningless. Just like the ranks in the Brotherhood of Steel, this is entirely meaningless. And they talk about that in the game.
Yep.
So... It's a wild ride right now.
Yeah, I would say. I'm looking forward to getting back into it. I might have to play a little bit tonight. Well no, I'm not going to have time tonight, but...
Well, with that, we will get into our next segment, which is the Critical Hits.
Critical Hits.
Okay, Austin. So, this week, I wanted to talk to you about... Going all the way back, we're not talking about me flying on a scorched beast,
yeah.
Eating the bodies of my
your enemies.
Fallen enemies.
Yeah.
Remember, just talk about Vault 76.
Vault 76.
So I have a little bit of information on, I did some calculations here. On what it would take, like just, I was like, I wonder what it would take to actually build like a vault.
Right.
In West Virginia.
Yes.
So I found a piece of land. I looked online, and okay. I looked north of Flatwoods.
Right.
And
great property up that way.
Great property up that way. I found a piece of land that was 102 acres
mm-hmm.
That was only $300,000.
Oh, wow.
So they would obviously, like building a vault here in West Virginia
yeah.
would be pretty cheap. Now, I looked up... The second thing I looked up is like, okay, how do I measure like a good measure of resources of what they'll need? It's like, okay, well, most of the vault is like steel. But what you build it on is you build it all on concrete.
Uh-huh.
And you know what concrete is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a resource in the game.
Yes.
So I took the results from the Greenbrier Bunker, which mm-hmm. is of similar size, I would assume, to the vaults,
mm-hmm.
Which used 50,000 tons mm-hmm. of concrete, which is translates into about, it's like a 110 million pounds.
Yeah.
So one
decently heavy.
One bag of cement in Fallout 76 is 2.5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And to build the bunker at that scale, your character would need to collect 44,092,452 bags of concrete. Excuse me, bags of cement.
Yes. So get started now.
So get started now. And... When they specifically mention Vault 76, they say that no expense was spared in making it.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at here, obviously it's like, you get the numbers, you get the calculation.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
In a West Virginia like socioeconomic world, they start building and making a big deal about this vault.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to go through and play the game and see the residents of West Virginia like react to them building this in particular vault. And so I kind of wanted to talk about what the vault was,
mm-hmm.
a little bit about the overseer, a little bit about the residents, and a little bit about what West Virginia was thinking of it and what we would think of it now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vault 76 was created to... essentially do what they called the reclamation process,
mm-hmm.
which you had reclamation day, you had reclamation this.
Yes.
Reclamation all up and down, ring it out. One of the main things that I thought was interesting was when they were talking to the overseer, mm-hmm. they said that Vault Tech instructions, so she went to Vault Tech University, which in the game, that's where all of the overseers of the vault learn to to do their thing.
To oversee.
In real life, that's where a lot of college freshmen get drunk, just like every other college. But they said that the rules don't apply for this vault. So like all the other rules that she learned in college mm-hmm. do not apply to Vault 76. It is entirely different. And her main job was to improve the livelihood and well-being, as well as ready mm-hmm. the vault dwellers to recolonize America. They collected the cream of the crop and some luminaries from Vault Tech University. Let's see. So on the day of reclamation, the vault is then closed after 24 hours of reclamation, and then all the ventilation is turned off in the vault. So everyone, like, you couldn't live in the vault past then. They were like,
yeah, you have to get out.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Right. One of the things that I thought was interesting after I went back and, like, went around and looked at it was there was this chief of security for the vault.
Mm-hmm.
And the chief of security really wanted to give people guns as they left.
Right.
So that they could have something. And the request was denied. Said, no, we're not doing that.
It's a weird strategy.
Yes. The reason that that's interesting is the overseer herself,
mm-hmm.
while being from West Virginia and specifically growing up in Welch, mm-hmm. Living in Welch, growing up in Sutton,
mm-hmm.
Is very naive about what the new Appalachia is.
Yes.
And judging from the game itself, where you've got these major labor strikes and all this different stuff, the idea of the that's not necessarily because they're not the government. It's this company building this gigantic vault for a bunch of people that aren't from around here.
Yeah.
Is unsettling for everyone.
It's a little weird. It's really weird.
Yeah,
actually.
And so I just wanted to kind of pick your brain, see what you thought as far as the vault itself, what you would do, because they're not picking you and me.
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to judge you or anything, but you do not seem like a world-saving luminary, and neither do I. If they wanted a Fallout 76 podcast to save the world, they should definitely pick us.
We'd be right in there. Which, like, when you think about West Virginia people and how prideful we are, that would not go over well.
It would not.
It would be like, don't build it here.
And
then.
The state is built on community, and, like, almost this, like, blue-collarness. Like,
if it was a real deal, everyone here would run them out of town before they even started. It would be like, you're not building that here. Like, get out. Like, if you're not letting us in, you ain't building it here. Like, it's not happening.
Yep. It's like almost like Wild Wild Country, that Netflix documentary where they have the cult, but it's like instead of them wanting people to join, they're like, no, you can't.
Yeah, it's
you can't be. You can't sit with us.
Right. It would be and you know the state's history on strikes and protests.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Man. Even if it was today that it happened, like in the 2000s, they would not get very far with that vault, I don't think.
I think that it shows, because obviously, like, Vault Tech in the games in the past has been an evil company.
Yeah, they're very ruthless.
Experiments on people. And so they were saying that this was not an experiment in the game. But I think it's very interesting following the Overseer's story. And I'm gonna spoil an audio tape in particular on the personal, I think it's called Personal Matters, if you haven't finished that quest. Essentially, she was married to this guy who was a coal miner and loved him. Well, she wasn't married. She was engaged to be and loved him. And when she got assigned to the vault and knew the end of the world was going to happen, she was so brainwashed by Vault Tech to think that, like, somebody, like, that it mattered that they had these, like, incredibly intelligent people, like, director of White House communications and all of this, like gold medalists and like these fancy people. And then, you know, once you get into the vault that, like, they became barbers and bakers and like shoemakers, like their jobs became, and the stuff that they do out in the world were nowhere near as complex as what they were doing before. And it goes to show that maybe that these people that they chose for this vault may not have been the best people to do it.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, outside of natural disasters and giant flying bats, everyone was going just fine in West Virginia for a long time. And the only reason that they're gone is because natural natural hazards.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was interesting coming out of the vault and being kind of this like privileged, you're almost privileged in a way to be in it.
Yeah, very lucky.
And there's like this whole thing of knowing that not everybody's going to get in it. And it's like they had this in the beginning cinematic game, they had this whole like PR event of like them.
Yeah.
Welcome, this vault stood for this amount of years.
It was built by you, blah, right. blah, 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 yeah.
Let's see here. One of the things that I thought was interesting, so there's all of these like super duper smart and interesting people. One of the things that the Overseer did with all of these people in the vault, because all of them were so smart, she created these games for them to play and would give everybody like stupid awards for like best toothbrusher or like best dancer at the clog competition because she needed a way to keep them occupied and competing with each other. And so that was something that she just came up with. And then she made a Vault 76 World Cup, which is if you leave the vault, you'll notice a soccer field. So they staged their own World Cup within the vault, and everybody really loved it. Let's see. One thing that I thought was interesting was the Overseer, they thought that they heard rumors that Appalachia, quote, had cannibal mutants burning rain out there.
Cannibal mutants. That's like basically you.
I mean, I have three mutations.
Yeah.
And I'm a cannibal. And I thought that was funny that it was like, oh, we're trying to calm people down.
Yeah.
What else here? Apparently a lot of them tried to test the authority of the Overseer as well.
Yeah. As would probably happen.
It seems like that the Overseer had a very grand idea of what reclaiming America would be and thought it was going to be like the pictures of like manifest destiny in the United States where it's like, we're going to go out there, we're going to get in our wagons, pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. Yep. And
well, like from the jump, you kind of get the sense that she realizes how wrong she was. Like even from the
when
first
when she gets
few,
out there, she's like, if Flatwood is still standing, that's where I'll be. And then she's like, everybody... Mm-hmm. What has happened?
Yeah, like, this is not what I thought it was. Let me back in. Like, yeah, so.
Well, I think that if they tried to do something like that today with a very, like, public and open thing.
Oh, God, it would be a nightmare. Especially if they found out, like I said, if they found out they weren't taking any West Virginians and it was just going to be, like, this, you know, outside... bringing outside people in that are more qualified and this, that, and the other, it would be, God, pandemonium. There would be people going nuts.
Yes.
Rightfully so. Like, I would be mad. I mean, if you know that they're building something to protect people from nuclear fallout that is imminent and no one from your state's getting in, I think everyone would be mad. Like, I don't know anyone that wouldn't be mad about that. So
everybody's going to be ticked off.
So there's like kind of a dark little backstory there. Because Vault 76, like I've said before, seems so much happier than other vaults. And it's more of a peaceful exit. And you're, but like when you think about it, it has just as kind of dark of a backstory if you get down
to
it.
They really expected it to be this like, everybody was looking at it through rose-colored glasses. Mm-hmm. Like this person was excited. Like this overseer was excited to get in the vault and lead people through a nuclear apocalypse. Like I'm so excited to do this.
They're the chosen ones. Like they're gonna. But then they find out. No, this place is a literal like it's like hell on earth. Like you're gonna have to fight, and you're not as special as you think.
Right, and now you have all these people.
Yeah.
That had worked these like cushy jobs. And, or like.
Like had this special treatment and
like an elite swimmer.
Yeah, like oh, that's gonna help you. Like
yeah,
swim in the radiation. Like
as opposed to survival experts and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's who they should have brought in. But
which ended up being the people that lasted the longest in.
Yep.
In Appalachia.
Yeah.
Was the people that were really focused on trying to
survive.
Trying to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to start that discussion there. And next week, we're going to continue that discussion as we finally get up and talk about Morgantown, which we have not talked about, and VTU. I'm going to call it VTU because I like saying VT.
VT.
Why would I like doing that, I wonder?
I don't know.
But next week, we're going to dive into the real history of Morgantown WVU and the pseudo history of Fallout 76's Vol-Tec University and the surrounding Morgantown. And the PRT is broken in both. So, Austin, we've got some stuff to catch up on. Okay. So, we're doing season three here. Mm-hmm. And so, through December, you're going to have an episode every week. Mm-hmm. First of the year, we're going to be doing a few little changes that we'll be telling you about coming up here on the horizon. We're very excited to share some of that stuff with you. And there will be more details soon about what those changes are. But I'm going to tell you every week where we're going, so that way, if there was anything that you needed spoiler-wise, you could collect that.
Go ahead and get that. Go ahead and get that done.
Yeah, go ahead and get that done. So what we're going to do is we're going to do Morgantown and VTU.
Yes.
And then I can't decide. I'll probably decide later. Maybe we'll do Grafton. We've already done Charleston.
Right.
Eventually, we're going to revisit it, but there's some areas that we just like we haven't really hit on, and Morgantown's one of those that we need to hop on real quick.
Pretty big spot in the state, so.
But we do have this week some reader mail. So this is from Brian.
Brian,
he says, "Love the lore and the real life background you give to the game. I'm originally from Logan, Ohio, between Athens and Columbus on Route 33. Sure you know where that is. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to why you have not mentioned why Somersville Dam is called that, since normally a dam is named after the town it flooded. I have been to Gully Fest and rafted up the upper gully. Really cool. I have kayaked the lower gully. Big water compared to what we have here where I live in Middle Tennessee between Nashville and Knoxville. Keep up the good work. Have absolutely loved the podcast running up to launch date and after. I'm familiar with many of the locations in West Virginia because my father, in the late 70s and 80s, installed school gymnasium floors and was all over West Virginia. He was there before the big bridge was built and while it was being built. I also agree that Tudor's Biscuit World by Fayetteville is a must-eat. Thank you, Duke Silver 69, for accepting my friend request on PS4 just now. J33P3RMAN05, that's Jeeperman05.
Yep, I added him. I remember that.
As you see by the email, my name is Brian. I also have an 05 Jeep TJ Wrangler. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I like that.
Keep sending in requests. Duke 69 Silver. You're free to send me requests. The Somersville Dam thing is one of my favorite stories ever, though, because it cracks me up. I've told it like 20 times, but it cracks me up. So I don't know. I feel like he knows the story. Yeah, is obviously why. Can I like say it right now?
Go ahead.
All right. So it's called the Somersville Dam, and in the game you'll notice that the Somersville Lake is gone. It's dried up, and you're in New Gad.
Yeah.
In real life, under the Somersville Lake, like at the bottom of the lake, is the town of Gad. They obviously did away with it back in the day, and they created the lake, but it was a town called Gad. Mm-hmm. When they built the Somersville Dam, Gad was the closest town to the dam. But the thought of calling it the Gad Dam, something about that just doesn't sound right. So they couldn't say it was the Gad Dam. I mean, Gad Dam just Gad doesn't Dam. Sound right. So they went with the Somersville Dam. So that is the fun story, real story of the Gad Dam.
That's good. I like that.
I'm glad that he brought
that up. Here's what you do. Go to the Somersville Dam and then tweet us pictures, hashtag goddamn.
Yeah, hashtag goddamn.
Goddamn.
Yes.
Hashtag Fallout 76, hashtag
goddamn.
Goddamn.
Yeah, let's see it.
I like that. All right, I got another piece of email here. This is from Samuel. Well, hey there. I decided to send in another email only because I have loved listening to your podcast whilst playing Fallout 76. Just before writing this, I reached level 30 and made my character look like Deacon from Fallout 4. But the real reason for this email is another question. Do you think that Bethesda will do an event for Fallout for Vaults 96 or some other unopened vaults opening? I almost said Fallout 96.
Fallout 96.
That's far off. Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
Numbering doesn't make any sense anymore. Yeah. Anyways, I did some research on the vault and found very little information. But one thing I did find out was that just north on the edge of the mire near the Red Rocket truck stop, Vault 94 has been opened. And so that got me thinking about all the vaults in the map. I only know of the two I mentioned, and of course, Vault 76. And I started wondering about events with these different vaults, and I wanted to hear your predictions on these vaults' events. Thanks once more. Sam, Yule.
Man, I think they're definitely there for a reason. There's got to be something going on.
So they've been data mined, and yeah. So what it seems like that they are doing with those is those are going to be what in-game dungeons are.
Mm-hmm.
If you've played an MMO, it's like, maybe they're calling them raids. I don't know. It's all the marketing of it.
Right.
It's above me. Essentially, they're going to be large areas that you go into a group that have rewards and are going to be structured a lot like a dungeon where you're going to probably doing some puzzle solving, fighting enemies, doing a number.
Just kind of another layer of the game.
And they are not past putting a puzzle in the game just because of the nuclear codes and the...
Mm-hmm.
Like the cryptology you have to do,
which
somebody commented in when I did an episode of calling it Cryptology Thunderdome. It's actually cryptozoology when you're talking about
cryptozoology. Yes.
Right. Yes. It is not cryptology. That is what you have to do to get the nukes. But when you're fighting the Mothman, you do cryptozoology.
Right.
There's a difference.
It's good to know.
So those are probably. It seems like that those are going to be dungeons.
Yeah.
Which I'm interested in.
It'll be a cool layer.
There was somebody did like a lore video on, I forgot which YouTuber it was, on one of the vaults, I think in the south, talking about how it was something about like it was religious based or something. There was some sort of lore involving religion with them. So, well, Austin, you got anything else for today?
I don't think so. I think that's
just people.
That's all I got.
Come join the Cannibal Division.
Yeah. Again, Duke 69 Silver, Duke 69 Silver. I've accepted all the friend requests I've gotten so far. I've gotten a decent amount,
you're
but
a very
keep them going,
man.
When I have time, we'll play with you guys. You'll probably catch me online. If you catch me online,
catch me outside. How about
catch
that?
Catch me outside. If you see me, just like send me a message. If I'm on there, just be like, hey, you know, I'm in, or just join in and find me and start talking because I have my mic on. So just be like, hey man, I listen to the podcast. I will gladly play with you. So,
well, you know what, Austin, I've had enough. That's it for today. Don't forget to email us your questions at vaultboyswv@gmail.com. Check us out on social media at vaultboyswv and tell your friends. From holler to highway, we've got you covered. Six ways to Sunday. There that is. Look at that. Tune in next week for more talk radio on your favorite Appalachian station. And may the wisest Mothman bless you as you travel these country roads.
I don't know why I spoke into the mic for that. Cameron Jarrell Newton
Jarrell
of College Park, Georgia.
Cam Jarrell. Kara Zor-El and Cam Jarrell Newton and Cal L.